For some time, families with severely sick children have struggled to find nurses to work in their homes. The problem stemmed from low hourly wages set by Medicaid. So low, nurses wouldn't take the jobs. But as NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports, the state now plans to increase those rates, and the families are cautiously optimistic.
Lexi Gerken is 14 years old. She has a number of complex disabilities and medical conditions, and she's been without nursing for 4 months. And Lexi's mother, Audrey Gerken, is hopeful higher rates will make it easier for her to find in-home care.
I want to be able to say, yes, I'm so happy with everything that's moving forward. I think we still need to be a little bit cautious. We still don't have nursing in our home.
The announcement came last week at a crowded meeting of the Governor's Commission on Medicaid Care Management. In the room were several mothers desperate to get nurses into their homes. The Department of Health and Human Services' new commissioner, Jeff Myers, spoke directly to those parents' concerns.
This is an issue that is really of the utmost concern to the department, and the department understands and recognizes the need to ensure access to nursing services.
Myers' comments come on the heels of the highly effective lobbying of these families. Essentially, the problem is that their children, all of whom have disabilities and extreme medical needs, are legally entitled to up to 80 hours of skilled nursing in-home each week. But because the state hasn't increased rates for those nurses in about a decade, hardly any nurses can afford to take the jobs. And without that round-the-clock care, kids are repeatedly hospitalized and parents often have to stay home full-time. Deputy Health Commissioner Marilee Nyhan says that's about to change. Rates for nurses working in houses will go up from 25% to 46%, depending on the nurse's training and whether he or she's working overnight.
We will be monitoring very, very closely to see whether this makes a change in the families getting the services that they need, and whether or not there are other barriers that we aren't yet recognizing, such as workforce shortage, etc.
Hourly wages for these nurses will go up April 1st, pending approval from the federal government. But Nyhan says the state is so confident the feds will greenlight the proposal that six families with the highest needs will see the rate increase as soon as they can find a skilled nurse who wants the job. The state's looking into other possible solutions too, including paying parents directly for caring for their children. But some want the state to shoulder the blame for the problem. Gina Baucus is the CEO of Home Care Association of New Hampshire, which lobbies for the agencies that hire these nurses. She reminded the commission of a state law, ignored for years, requiring the health department to reassess nursing rates every year.
And one of the reasons we're in this position today was that the department failed over the years to follow that law.
Myers, the health department's new commissioner, nodded his head in agreement as Baucus pointed this out. Heather Donnell's son, Lucas, has become one of the poster children for this issue. He's got Down syndrome and complications from a breathing tube in his neck. Lucas has been without nursing for 8 months, even though he's legally entitled to 80 hours per week. Donnell has picked up all the slack herself, and she's hopeful the coming changes will mean she can go back to work. She recently started waitressing one day a week.
It's really nice to be there because I'm known as an individual and not Lucas's mom.
It sounds like this is about not just getting care for your kids, but also sort of reclaiming your own identities.
Yeah, we've both been out of work for 2 years.
And we're not at home sitting around, for sure.
No.
We're having to do nursing skills.
One thing everyone at this meeting agreed on, hopefully a nurse will soon be doing that nursing in the Gerken house. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.